You're listening to a podcast from Victory. The antidote for worry is seeking first the kingdom of God. Learn more about how to handle worry and anxiety in week 12 of our series, Redefined.
For those of you who have covered the verse very first time in Victory, we just want to say thank you for checking us out again. Can you please show up hands, please? Bumisita po kayo for the very first time dito sa Victory. 1, 2, 3, go. Raise up your hands. Okay, good. Wow, great. Thank you so much. Meron pa ho ba? All right. Maraming po salamat. My name is Mark Constantino. I'm one of the pastors here, and we're here to serve you, all right? If there's anything you want us to do for you, you know what? Please don't hesitate to approach us, okay? And we are Victory, and Victory is just one church that meets in multiple places, all right? And so we're here to honor God and, of course, make disciples. And we are now on our 12th week of Redefine. Everybody say Redefine. Pastor Edgar preached a powerful message last week, and he did tackle some issues about money and about your relationship with God. But today, it's more than about money. It's basically, practically, the very thing that caused people to slow down or that caused people to think twice in their ways of doing things. And we're going to have a powerful message today. But before that, I'd like to say next week po, magdi-deviate po muna tayo sa Redefine series po natin, because in the next 2 weeks, we're going to focus on one of our core values, one of the things that we're doing, because if not for this, we will never be who we are as Victory and as every nation. And so next week po, magdi-deviate po tayo, we're going to talk about missions, all right, in the next 2 weeks, and especially to understand more of who we are and what God is doing in every nation of the world. We are committed. I just want to let you know that. We are not just a local church, but we are a global church. And sometimes you might be asking, but ba kayo sa service yung nag-speak kayo ng English? Kasi nga, nag-English po din tayo. May reason po yan. Kasi nga, hindi lang po tayo pang-Pilipino. Okay? Pang-international din po din tayo. But seriously. Alright? And yun nga, we want to make sure that we understand who we are. And so, next week, we're going to stop talking about Redefine, but we're going to deviate then towards missions. Is that okay? Great. Well, okay. Can we all stand on our feet today as we read God's Word? We'll be reading in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I hope you have your Bibles with you. How many of you have brought your Bibles? Can you raise up your hands, whether you have a tablet, a phone? Come on, raise it up. Well, good. Okay. So, buti na lang, Dan. Okay. So, dito po tayo sa Matthew chapter 6. I want to read right now, starting in verse 25 to 34. Please bring your Bibles next time. Is that okay? Okay, Matthew 6, 25. Ito po sinasabi ng Bible. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Nor about your body, or you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, and they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much or more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you little faith! Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we eat? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that even as you touch about this topic, you are concerned and you care for our relationship with the Father. Lord, may we understand fully what your promise says regarding every person, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord God, that you would enlighten us. You will cause us to be the man and the woman as we trust you enough towards your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Amen. Please take your seats. Every single day, as in every single day, people from all walks of life experience and struggle with this topic called worry or anxiety. Every person in this world, as long as you live here on earth, you're not exempt to experience anxiety or worry. Siguro nga, itong umaga, pag-ising mo, nag-aalala ka, itong week na to, ano kaya mangyayari itong week na to? Ano kaya yung mangyayari sa bayari namin this week? May nahabol akong kota. Kaya ko bang ma-reach out yon? Kailangan maraming mga bayari na, di ba, kailangan natin bayaran this week. Quincenas na, wala pa rin sweldo. Paano makakabayad ng utang? Maybe this morning or this afternoon on your way here, you were thinking, man, I'm gonna attend worship service at 5 p.m. Malalate na ako, dalian na natin. Kung may kotse ka, nako, magpapark, ang hirap magpark. Baka malate ako. Ibig sabihin, hindi ako makakapila. Baka pagsaraduhan ako. Hindi ako makapasok. Hindi ako makaupo. Hindi ako makapag-reserve. Talaga hindi ako makapag-reserve kasi wala nang reservation dito. Tama ba yun, Christo? Maybe you are worried. You were this afternoon just coming here. And maybe during the time of worship, you were thinking something else this week. You were thinking about your situation with your family, with your loved one, with the person that you have relationship with. You are worried. And guess what? Dahil nag-aalala ka. Sobrang nag-aalala ka. Hindi lang nag-aalala. Talaga nag-aalala ka. Alam mo, the cause of that, it really stressed you out. Actually, the stress doesn't really come from the situation. The stress comes from here. Di lang yun. It gives so much trouble that there is no peace. You can stay in one corner and even spend time with God. Your relationship with God has been compromised. Reading God's word has been compromised. Kasi ang dami mong gagawin, kailangan mong gawin to dahil nag-aalala ka nga. So, sobrang daming kailangan gawin. People are anxious nowadays. And in fact, it weighs you down. And maybe you are here today. You're anxious. You are worried. In fact, study says if you are worried, you know what? The cause of people who died early, the cause of that is worry or anxiety. Naku, mamamatay na kaya ako. Baka bukas mamatay na ako. Ganun ba? Papaisip tuloy, di ba? You know, just this week, last Sunday I wasn't here. We were preparing for the whole week. First Monday, supposed to be our day off. Monday pala may klase na ho kami. Meron ho kaming preaching class the whole week till Friday. And all our pastors, including some of the campus missionaries, were there. Around maybe 100 of us. Because we invited this great man of God, a powerful preacher from Indiana, who's teaching homiletics, who's teaching hermeneutics. Very powerful man. When he preached, my goodness, I said, parang, Lord, ano ba nangyayari sa akin? Parang nag-backslide yata ako sa preaching. When we all heard him last Sunday. I wasn't here. And so we had this preaching class. And part of what we do as our assignment is to prepare a preaching for 20 minutes that we'll all be preaching. And all of us are part of this group. And that particular group that I was part of, the leader of that group, my coach, is Pastor Steve Merles. Imagine that. I'm okay with that guy, Dave Ward. If I preach, he doesn't know me. But for me to be part of Pastor Steve's group, I said, oh my goodness, I said, Lord, what will I say? How would I craft my message? Oh no, if Pastor Steve will hear me preach, maybe he will tell me this and that. Grabe, the whole week I was just thinking of that. Di ba walang, di ba binaha sa Isla Verde? Di ba? Hindi ako nakapasok. Dapat natutulog ako, hindi ako makatulog. Sobrang stress. In fact, the day that I was supposed to preach, the day before, I kid you not, I wasn't able to sleep. I was so stressed, so anxious, so worried. I prepared my preaching. My wife knows it. 4 o'clock, I'm gonna hit the bed. 4:30. 5 o'clock, gising pa ako. Binigit ko lang mata ko pagbukas ko. Uy, maliwanag na. Hindi pwede kami malik. Stress pa pagpunta doon sa fort. If we have Wayzest, we have to take C6. It was stressful. I was worried. I was anxious. Are you anxious? Are you also worried? Folks, so do I. Your pastor also experienced big time anxious. Let me share to you the definition of worry or anxious. You know, it means distracted, drawn in opposite direction. The word worry means distracted or drawn in opposite direction. Kaya pala, worry tayo kasi nga, instead of focusing on your particular goal, you tend to be distracted with so many things, alright? Opposite directions, different areas. Anong sasabihin ko? Anong gagawin ko? Paano yan pag na-late ako? Ano pa paano pag wala na akong pera? Paano pag di ako nakasakay? Anong mangyayari bukas? Anong mangyayari next week? Paano pag wala ng bayad? Paano pag di ako na... How many of you can relate to that? That's worry. One way or the other, people all across the whole spectrum of the world experience this, being distracted all over in an opposite direction where God wants you to focus on. Are you here with me? Dami natin iniisip. Pati mga bagay na walang kwenta. Masyado tayong naapektuhan. Sabi po ng Bible, are you more valuable than they? Are you more valuable than they? Jesus said. What was he asking us about? Are we more valuable as compared to animals, birds, the lilies of the garden and the grass where they don't work out for their food, they don't work out to grow, but God himself would clothe them. God himself would feed the birds. What's the difference between us and the birds? Are you not more valuable than they? Jesus emphasizing that. You worry a lot? Wait a minute. Are you not more valuable? Why do you worry when you're more valuable than they? Isn't it I who created you? Isn't I who caused you to be saved? Caused you to be worthy of this walk called Christianity? Why do you worry? He didn't only say that, but he says, do not worry or anxious about life. What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. You know what it speaks? It speaks about provision. Everybody say provision. Every single need, every day, all across this world, we all need provision. But isn't it? That's one of the things that we pray for in the Lord's Prayer. Lord, provide for our needs. Give us our daily bread. Provision is one of the things that cause people to stop serving the Lord. Why is that? Because it matters. It matters. If you're here today, you're struggling about provision, God is wanting to let you know, do not be anxious, do not worry. You're not supposed to worry about provision. And not only provision, but it says here, do not worry or anxious about tomorrow. How many of you are anxious and worry about tomorrow? Hindi ka sigurado. ano mangyayari? Makakapag-asawa pa ba ako? Nagte-text sa akin. Tumatawag. Nakipagkita. Eh ba ngayon, wala pang sinasabi. Eh ba, eh magta-35 na ako ah. Eh magka-40 pa ako, wala mo rin. Are you worried about tomorrow? What will you take up? Students, what particular course will you be taking up? Mag-a-Ateneo ba ako? Mag-UUP ba ako? Maglalasal ba ako? Alam mo, mag-ustika na lang. Kinakanta ba? Go, uste! Go, uste! Okay, okay. Napaka. Pag walang tumanggap kayo, mag-ustika, tatanggapin ka. So, anyway. What about my future? Hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin akong bahay. Nagre-rent pa rin ako. Mura na ka down payment ng kotse. Hanggang ngayon, nag-iisip pa rin ako. Hindi ko alam kung anong kotse bibiling ko. Pupunta ba ako abroad? Ito ba ako kunin ko? Magka-Canada ba ako? Mag-US? Baka naman Pakistan. Mag-missions na ba ako? Would I believe God for missions? Mag-aasama na ba ako? Napakaya, Lord. O baka naman single? Blessed na ba sang calling ko? Do not worry about tomorrow. It speaks of direction. Why we think of tomorrow? Because here's our default. All we want is this. I want you to understand this. We want security. Job security. We want to be stable. Uy, yung mga, kala niyo, mga sinasulat niyo sa prayer request. I want to be stable. I want to be secure. Lord, bless me to be stable. You will never be stable. You will never be secure apart from God. I want to be sure. Gusto natin panigurado. Gusto natin sigurista tayo. Para relax lang. O, kala mo ha. Yung mga investment nga eh. Tama na. Here's what Jesus says. You of little faith. You're anxious. You worry a lot. It affects you so much. It distracts you in opposite direction. Correct? Why? You of little faith. Anong ibig sabihin nito pag sinabi ni Lord, you of little faith? Ibig pala sabihin nito, it describes someone who is dull to hear His voice. It's not a matter of whether you have big faith or small faith or the measure of your faith. It has nothing to do with that. When you look at the original context of this, what the Word of God is saying, when Jesus says, you of little faith, He was trying to tell us, hey, look, you don't listen to my voice. You're dull to hear your voice because of the distractions that cause you to focus. Instead of focusing to hear my voice, you tend to focus on this distraction. That's why you worry. That's why you're anxious. There's no peace. You focus on the wrong direction instead of my voice. And you know what it speaks of? It speaks of obedience as well. The reason why you can obey is simply because you don't focus on my word. Not only that, but it also means you are disinterested in what? You're disinterested in walking intimately with me. He said, wow, disinterested. Why are you here? Because of someone else? Why are you here? If you think this will add up to your walk with God, it isn't. It will help. Coming on a service like this will help. If you're here today, and it's all a matter of religion, it's all a matter of showing up, but the heart isn't there, then you're disinterested. It's a matter of walking intimately for Jesus to tell us, you can walk with the Father just like I did. That's why we got to know Him. We got to walk with Him intimately. And we have a problem, my friend. If you have a relationship with someone and you're closer with that person that you have relationship with and not Jesus, oh boy, if problem hits, if lack hits, you will be into trouble, you will worry, you'll be anxious. Why? You are disinterested in the whole promise of God that He wants to have you being intimate with Him. Something's wrong. Something's wrong if you are intimate with someone else. Something's wrong if you are intimate with your boyfriend and girlfriend rather than God. Something's wrong with that. Kung mas priority mo yun kesa kay Jesus, kesa kay God. That's what it is. That's what it says. You of little faith has something to do with our relationship with God. Are you here with me? That's why we have to get into God's Word. What does faith mean? Faith is being sure of what we hope for. What is sure in this world? There's nothing sure in this world. But all I know is what is sure and what is real is not something that I see, but it's something that I don't see in my senses. And you know who that is? God is real. God is sure for me. And God is going to come for me because that's where I put my hope in and not on anything else. That's why if you put your hope in something else and that thing is gone, then you are into deep trouble, you worry, and you get yourself to anxiety. Does that make sense? Being certain of what we do not see, our future is secure. All I know that. Why? Because of my relationship with God. That God is faithful. No matter what, I have a great future in my business. And maybe the business I'm holding right now would not be in the future business that I'll get into. But all I know is my God is faithful. If this is my call, then God will cause me to be successful. Can you say amen to that? You got to get His Word into your heart. You got to hear His voice. Are you hearing His voice? If you're not, maybe you are distracted. And maybe you're really dull with His voice because you worry too much. Verse 32, here's what it says. For the Gentiles seek after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Need what? Your future. Provision, direction, future. God knows that you need this. But He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But I want to talk about what He said in verse 32. The Gentiles want, seek after these things. Let me tell you this. If you're here today, and if you are a son of God, you have a relationship with God, then let me tell you, we have a sure future. If you're here today and you don't have relationship with God, Jesus is not your Lord and Savior, meaning the Heavenly Father is not our Father personally, then let me tell you this, you are a Gentile. Anybody who's a Gentile, listen, seek not God, but seek others. Seek promotion, seek direction, seek material blessings, seek possessions, seek this and that, and not the kingdom of God. But the problem sometimes, we who have relationship with God also seek out for these things and not seek God Himself as our Heavenly Father. Do you see the difference? So this is very important. We as children of God should seek the very things that God would ask us to do. Now listen, if you are a Gentile, please remain to be a Gentile. Seek all these things. Cool, man. Give your best shot. But I promise you will worry a lot. Save na tayo, anak tayo ng Diyos. Pero kung umasta tayo, kung mag-arte tayo, gumalaw tayo, parang tayong, para hindi anak ni Lord. Yung puso natin, yung pag-iisip natin, nandoon pa rin doon sa mga material blessings, sa mga material world, wealth, provision, direction, and the future. That's why we worry. But you're not supposed to worry. Why? You are not supposed to worry because you are a children of God. And children of God would seek the kingdom of God. Seek Him first. Seek Jesus first. Seek the Father. Go into a deeper relationship with God that you would hear His voice. Yung sinasabi kanina ni Diane. Takes a moment just to be still and know that He is God with all these troubles and all these things, all these kinds of expectations in this life, that you will set that aside. And I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus at His lap, enjoying my relationship with Him. Are you here with me today? If you're a Gentile, you go on and worry big time. If you want to be one, yeah, go ahead. There will be no peace for you. That's why those people who ask for prayer regarding that is this. Pray for peace of mind. You don't need peace of mind. You need a relationship with Jesus. Can you say amen to that? You go and seek. Let me ask you, are you a worrier? Are you? Are you a worrier? So do I. It's okay to worry today. It's okay to get into trouble. But now we hear God's word. God wants you to hear Him. God wants you to walk with Him. God wants you to seek Him as your Father. Why? Remember the birds? Father feeds them. Remember the grass? Father clothed them. Maybe today, what are you believing God for? What is that your provision that you're asking God for? God can provide for you. He can provide for all your needs, including your future, including your partner in life, including your business, whatever that is, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, everything else. God knows exactly. That's His problem. That's not my problem. Huwag natin problemahin yung problem yung dapat si Lord. Si Lord kasi yung magpo-provide sa atin. Si Lord lang eh. Hindi natin kaya. Let's not thank God. We are not. Do not be anxious about tomorrow. Do not be anxious about your daily provision. Do you worry? So do I. Going back to my one whole week of agony. Friday, no sleep. Had 2-3 cups of coffee. We were 7, and I thought I'll be called to preach first. First, second, third, no man. My name wasn't called. Every time na lang, pupunta akong CR. I have to ask Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve, can I excuse myself? I have to go to the CR. Why? Are you nervous? Yeah, a bit. Of course, Pastor Steve. There's a fear of Pastor Steve. I just want to let you know that. And then guess what? The last, here I am. I went to the CR. He was there. You know what he did? He called some of the other teams to get into the room to listen to me. So you're talking about two groups of people, two teams. They were just... One of them is Pastor Don, and some of them are encouraging me, come on, Pastor Mark, you can preach it. When Pastor Giorgio was there, or he said, grabe, nag-invite si Steve, bro, okay ka lang? Sabi ko, hindi ko alam. You know what? I went to the cubicle. I prayed to God. God comforted me. You know what He said? You've been preaching. This is not about you, Mark. This is not about Steve. It is about me helping you to become a better preacher. And so when I went there, there was this assurance. There was something there that I hear God. I opened my Bible, preached God's word for 20 minutes. In fact, it was 18, 19 minutes. Every one of them they ended 15 minutes. I preached just before time and I ended. And guess what? I was on my own. Just my style, overwhelmingly, I receive a supernatural grade. Anyway, what's the point? I worry a lot, but I cast all my cares, all my worries to God. The Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, here's what it is in NIV, cast all your anxiety, cast all your worries on Him because He cares for you. As children of God, I'm a pastor, I'm just a man, I worry too, I'm anxious too. But thanks be to God, I went to Jesus. I was comforted. I was lifted up in my soul because of the word, cast all your cares, cast all your worries, cast all your anxieties. What worries you? What's your anxiety? The future? Provision? Direction? What is that? Will you cast all your cares? You know why? Because He cares for us. He's our Heavenly Father. And listen to this. You have little faith. You got to walk deep and intimate with Him. You got to get His word and seek first the kingdom. I want you to understand, God, our Heavenly Father who cares for us, knows how to provide for all our needs so we can walk with Him, we can hear Him, and we can seek Him. Let me splash that on the screen. God, the one who cares, our Heavenly Father, knows how to provide for all our needs. And because of that, you know what? We can hear Him. We can walk with Him. We can seek Him. Not the future. Not these things. Not your boss. Not this kind of job. And this and that. No. He is my Father. And I'm His son. I'm His daughter. He's a caring Father. And He knows how to provide for all my needs. Because of that, guess what? We can hear Him. We can walk with Him intimately. And we can seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His character in us. The Bible says, the promises, and all these things, all your needs will be given to you as well. Can we give Jesus a big, big round of applause for that? I want to pray for some of you here today. You're worried. You're anxious. Guess what? It's okay. It's okay, but God has spoken to us, right? He's our Heavenly Father. And God wants us to know Him more. As our Heavenly Father, we can hear Him. We can walk with Him. Oh boy, we can seek Him. And that's what He wants. It's a done deal. Can we pray right now? Let's bow our heads right now and close our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we lay down to You our hearts. You know every one of us. You know who are the Gentiles and who are Yours. Lord, here we are as one church community in our 5 p.m. service. Lord, today we cast all our anxieties, all our worries, just like I cast mine to You in that cubicle in the CR, Lord. When You comforted me, when You gave me that word, Lord. Thanks to You, Lord, for Your word, Your assurance, Your peace, Your joy. Lord, here we are in our 5 p.m. service. If you're worried on something about provision, about direction, would You right now cast all Your concerns, Your worries, Your anxieties on Him? Just You and God. Just You and God today. cast all your cares. Present your case. Present your concerns, your worries. Tomorrow, this week, next month, this year, next year, your future, your direction. Would you cast all your cares? Lord, I thank you, even today, as we live up to your concerns. Lord, thank you for the assurance that truly, Lord God, we are going to hear from you. We will not allow ourselves to be distracted by the power of your grace. We're going to walk with you intimately. And yet, Lord God, we are going to seek you. Lord, thank you for every one of us here. I pray, Lord God, that let this revelation be something that we're going to do as we get out of this place. Lord, I pray for peace. I pray for joy. I pray for your righteousness in our hearts as we present and cast all our cares on you. Lord, thank you. I commit your people to you today. Diane, we come.
Maybe you're not yet walking with God. You know what it means to walk with God is to have a relationship with him. To believe that the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, so that we may have eternal life and receive forgiveness of sins. While every head bow down, this is a personal time, your personal time with God. We believe that God has been speaking to you through this message. And we believe that today, God wants to welcome you in his family. God wants to welcome you into his kingdom. If you're that person, maybe you're tired of walking just alone by yourself in this life, doing it your own way. But right now, you want to seek God in your life and walk with him in this life. The first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Receive him in your life as your Lord and Savior. If you're that person, can you please raise your hand so that we can pray for you? Pwede mo bang itaas yung kamay mo? If ikaw yung tao na yon at gusto mo tanggapin si Jesus sa buhay mo, bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Can you please raise your hand so that we may see you? Anyone in this place? I see that hand over there. Anyone in this place? Lord, I want to come back to you. I want you in my life. I need you. I surrender my life to you and want to follow you in my life as my Lord and Savior. If you are that person, God wants to welcome you to his family. Can you please continue to raise your hand if you are that person? I see that hand over there. Still have more time. If you know God is speaking to you, just raise your hand. See that hand as well. That hand as well. If you raise your hand, can we invite you here in front? Para po mapag-pray namin kayo. Pwede po ba kayong lumapit dito sa harap? Sir? Sir, can you come here in front para po mapag-pray namin kayo? Punta po kayo dito sa harap po, sir. Kahit po na hindi niyo po tinaas yung kamay niyo, but you know that God wants you. And he's been inviting you to walk with him in this life. If you're that person, come here in front. We want to pray for you. Okay. Can you please raise your hand as an act of surrender to Jesus? And can you please follow this prayer after me? Sundan niyo po itong panalangin na gagawin ko. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all my sins. Lord, thank you for giving me an opportunity to come to you. Forgive me, Lord. And today, I receive the free gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. I believe that you have died for me on the cross. Help me to follow you, love you, obey you, and know you through your word. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we invite congratulations for receiving Jesus Christ in your Lord and Savior? Can you please stay lang po kayo dyan sa harap? And sa mga leaders po natin and interns, can you come here in front as well and tulungan po natin sila? There will be people na lalapit po sa inyo to explain the decision that you have made. Na explain po nila sa inyo kung ano po yung decision na ginawa nyo. And tutulungan nila po kayo sa relationship na ngayon po na meron na po kayo ngayon with Jesus Christ. Can we all now stand up? Can we all raise our hand? Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we believe that you care for us. Lord, salamat that you're gonna provide for us. Lord, thank you that we, Lord, can have the grace not to worry, O God, and trust you and seek you first, God, and serve you, God. Seek your kingdom, God, and your righteousness, O Lord. God, we claim that provision, Lord. Good health, Lord. Promotion, Lord. Or sa finances, Panginoon. And Lord, we're gonna trust you. We're gonna seek you first always, O God. Lord, make us a blessing, Lord, to our families. Lord, sa mga students, sa classmates nila, sa campuses nila. Lord, sa workplaces namin, O God. Lord, make us a blessing, O God, so that we may lead others to you as well. Lord, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming. See you again next week.